talked about, you know, we're in this fight together. So we're going to take this little bit of time off to refocus and re-energize. Know that there's a lot of football left to be played. And, you know, like I said, we're in this fight together. I'll open it up.
Mike, can you assess Johnny's playing? What do you think changed from the first half to the second half?
Yeah, I just think of what you saw. I mean, it was inconsistent. I thought he did some good things. I just thought, you know, in the second half, I don't know whether he was trying, especially once we fell behind, trying to make too many big plays instead of just, you know, taking completions. But it's also a function of, as you guys are probably sick of hearing me saying it, it's, you know, how well do we play around them? And I don't know if the second half we played well enough around them for him to play well.
Did it seem like they made a concerted effort the second half to keep him in the pocket?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably an adjustment they made, that, you know, he was in the pocket a little bit more. You know, some of the plays he made in the first half, it was a result of him getting out. But no, they did a nice job against us in the second half. I don't think we got a first down till the last drive. So.
Can you say whether or not he'll play again next game?
No, I can't at this point. I mean, it's when we you know, get in and get back from this time off, and we'll just assess, you know, what pool of players of our guys are available, and go ahead and make those decisions from there. But this will be a good little, you know, time to step away and just reassess where we are and move forward.
Why do you think Eifert was able to get open
on those three touchdowns? The first one, we were just a little bit too far off him. You know, as the field condenses, you got to tighten up. And you know, that was a good play. Ball fake held the linebacker, and they were able to bang it in between the backer and the safety. The second one, I'm not sure if the ball was even being thrown to him. I thought he was trying to hit the lineman running across the back end line. But that was a good play by Dalton to at least put it into play. And then the last one, I mean, it was ran a good route, full Tremont. You know, that kid's, I mean, you want to point to reasons why they're having the success they're having, that with the threats they have on the outside, it opens up the middle of the field, and you know, he's playing good football for him.
Mike, it looked like Taylor Gabriel had a tough night out there. Just basically one receiver out there, and Benjamin, who did anything. What can you do to compensate?
Yeah, it's a tough night. No, you know, nobody's going to be harder on himself than Gabe. Loves to play. Passionate about the game. I mean, our biggest issue is getting him back, because I know he'll be down in the dumps feeling like he let us all down, but I'll take him on my team any day. I mean, he's a competitor. But, you know, it was just one of those nights. Yeah, that was the penalties that come from the lack of discipline. We addressed it when it happened, and we'll address it again. That's just, there's just no place for that. The taunt, it's not acceptable. You know, and he knew it right after it happened. He let the emotions get the best of him. But the offsides, I still don't know about it. I didn't see a good replay of it. I don't know. I don't know whether it was him or whether it was Armani or I don't. That's a little fuzzy to me what happened on the offsides. But that's a shame, because we had a third down stop and was at least going to force him to attempt a field goal. So, you know, that was a big drive for us defensively, and unfortunately two self-inflicted wounds, you know, ended up in resulting in points for them.